balloon competitions, beautiful to watch, but not exactly the Reno air races. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the ANN special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Aero TV recently covered the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta in New Mexico, and ANN's Jim Campbell got an interesting perspective on how balloon competitions differ from those in other forms of aviation. He talked with competitor Pat Harwell. We'll hear that interview today.
Competition among balloon pilots. It sounds incredibly violent to me. Is it guns and knives and all that?
No, it's much more hospitable. It's more about flying from point A to point B. And whoever can get to the point and drop a baggie the closest to the center of an X is generally considered the winner or the best pilot for that day. But we're all, you know, if you can fly a balloon, you're a pretty good pilot as a rule.
Now, what does this take? I mean, there's got to be a tremendous amount of skill involved in judging what's happening both on a micrometeorological scale as well as your systems and what you have to work with. What does it take to put something like this together?
It takes pretty good weather forecast and a little bit of luck. The forecast this morning were for winds out of the south, but as you see behind us, all the balloons are coming in from the north. So down real low, there's drainage here in Albuquerque through these mountains, and it in this valley created a southern drift. So we had to climb up above it and get to the north to go north of the field and drop down into the field. So the skill for today and yesterday at this competition was much greater than normal, much greater than normal.
Of course, Aero News speaks mostly to a fixed-wing or rotorcraft crowd, and we're, you know, we're used to bells and whistles and props and jets and rotors and this and that, and that's a pretty familiar mode of control. In your case, it's a matter of controlling altitude to control direction.
Yeah. Well, learning to fly fixed-wing is different. When you fly a balloon, it's generally one-on-one instruction. You'll have an instructor who's a commercial pilot, and he can teach you to fly. It's all about feel and judging distances and getting good weather reports. We really plan on where we're going to land, not where we're going to take off. We want to land in a good area because landings are required. So we'll plan our flight backwards. We'll say we're going to land here and the winds are from the south. We'll go to the south of there and fly into that spot. You know, it's only 20 hours to get your license. Most pilots, generally get their license around 30, 40 hours, get enough practice in to where they get their touchdown. And we steer by changing altitude. The only control we have is up and down. And if you saw out here, down low on the deck, we were coming to the south or southeast. Well, up top, about 2,000 or 3,000 feet off the ground, we were traveling to the northwest. So we flew northwest, dropped down, came in to the southeast, and land, and hit the target.
So you have two skill sets that you are completely dependent upon. One is, of course, weather forecasts and the information that you get externally, and then the information you're able to develop in flight. Interpreting both has to be a bear.
Actually, you get used to it. The weather forecast is, we're more weather people than we are pilots. We don't just go out, turn the key, and point it and fly. This is all about knowing what the weather is, where the rain is, where the thunderstorms, the wind currents. It's all about that. Once you understand that and start flying with that, then the rest of the skills will develop. Okay, but it's mostly learning and understanding what your aircraft can do. And you can't do it without your crew. I'm going to tell you now, I've got an excellent crew. Some of them been with me close to 20 years. And you cannot do this without them, and especially in a competition. They'll come out here to the target before I get here, and I'm flying in, and they'll tell me where the winds are on the ground. So I can make my maneuver to get me to that point to where we can score.
Talk through the flight today. Talk to me about the decision-making processes and what it took to get close to a target at this point.
Well, one, our forecast was wrong. Our weather forecast was wrong. And it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon, especially in Albuquerque with the drainage winds. There was not supposed to be any drainage winds today. So we had winds on the surface of 110 coming out of. And then at 600 feet, they were 160. And at 800 feet, they were forecast to be 180. Mm-hmm. We took off 45 minutes after 8 o'clock, which was an hour and a half after sunrise. And the winds had been draining south all morning. And then all of a sudden, the winds turned to the northeast. And I took off expecting to go to the west, and the winds took me to the east. So I immediately had to climb up and find a turn to get to this field. We went up to about 1,800 feet, found the turn, moved to the west side of the field. And after we got to the west side of the field, midfield, we put it in a descent. We call it a terminal descent, which was about 600 feet a minute. We dropped down. And Ashley got some really good shots of us coming down on the other side of the field. We got down to about 50, 60 feet. The winds turned and pulled us right back across the field, the opposite direction that we flew into the field at. Mm-hmm. Just drifted across the field at, I don't know, what, 3-4 miles an hour maximum, and just had an incredibly beautiful flight. Flew right over two targets by accident. And there was no skill involved. When you got down that low and you don't have a lot of maneuvering, it's where you come down and where it goes is where you go. You know. But then we flew over about a mile off the field and landed in a vacant lot, and there was about 6 or 8 people showed up. They're just pedestrians that wanted to touch the balloon and see the balloon and be part of it. And I can tell you that our sport is so small. There's only 5,000 or 6,000 pilots in this country. And when we go places, it's everybody's friend because we're such a small, close-knit group. And when they land, most of the time, another crew will come over and help you get your balloon down, make sure everything's safe. If you break down, they're there to help you. So it's really a family type of activity.
In a moment, more with ANN's Jim Campbell and Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta participant Pat Harwell. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the ANN Special Feature. Jim Campbell is talking today with Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta participant Pat Harwell, who's a fairly unassuming guy, but sure knows his way around balloons.
Both you and your spouses, I understand, carry some pretty heavy-duty bona fides into this business. I understand you're world record holders, and I should stand back, genuflect, and pay the appropriate respect that a world record holder is due.
Well, yes, we both held world records and national records, but you have to understand we were in an area that there were some very good pilots that taught us how to fly, and we took a very, very small balloon, and we completely stripped it of any weight we could. We both went on serious diets, and then we flew the balloon sitting on a fuel tank with no basket, with a climber's harness tying us to the basket. She flew at 6,000 feet, and I flew at 4,000 feet. Yes, it's a world's record, and yes, I'm proud of it, but it makes me no better than any of the other pilots out here. I'm real proud of the fact that I know these people. We're regional champions in our competitions, and I've probably won 15 or 16 balloon events. And those are the kind of things that other pilots recognize your skill level one-on-one.
Okay. It's all professional. You're having no fun at all.
Oh, well, you know, it was tough this morning, but I can say I was grinning for most of the flight. It's a beautiful experience, and the competition is serious, but yes, it's very friendly. Very friendly. We don't damage each other's equipment, and we don't fly unsafe. That's a no-no, and everybody gets pretty serious about that.
Pat, I'm asking two questions of each of the pilots I meet here. One is, what advice do you give to somebody who's looking at this from outside and wants to be a balloonist? And two is, what's the best flight or best memory you have as a balloonist?
Well, that's tough. I can tell you that as someone that wants to get in ballooning, they need to find a good, qualified instructor. Okay, any commercial pilot can teach you to fly. But a good instructor is someone you need to call and talk to people and go to a Balloon Federation of America, and they can direct them to some good quality instructors. That's the first thing. And in our sport, you have to buy a balloon to learn to fly, because most people are not going to let you fly in their equipment and maybe damage it. But as far as my best flight, you know, my last flight's always my best flight. I'll be honest with you. I've had so many good flights. That, you know, I've flown governors, I've flown astronauts, the world records, flying in and win regional championship. You know, I didn't come down for days. But this morning was an incredible flight for us. We got to share that with a young lady that really enjoyed it, and she got to learn what ballooning was, and I actually got to the target today.
There you go.
So that's where we are. It's really the last flight you make.
The website of the Balloon Federation of America is a great resource for more information. Find it at www.bfa.net. Pat and Susan Harwell are based in Shreveport, Louisiana. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and Editor-in-Chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.